The tethering of mind to its five permanent qualities. A gull circles a wedge of water, marking the water with her eye. The memory of her skin is limitless, like the memory of her cry before a kill or later for the sake of others. Wind, too, gains qualities by its forcefulness with things. Its hands say, a piece of sun cut off. A crack in light like a painting of light. The palette of wind is gold, she mutters. The boundary of a man playing chess in light, being the dead person. A flower emits voices behind falling sun. A flower is soft, and the pain of soft reminds her of a sea of heads. As if her life dreams its own violence. If a bird disappears, she may have asked for this to happen. She begins to think that mountains wash out mountains, that the sea of heads forms a land on which to walk, which she calls the Isthmus of Larks. So a bird flies flat, and what is it about its sleek blue mind? Is a bird, or quality of place donned by the bird? You mutter. You look at a chirp, though it could be surreal. A tree comes just at the point of sky. Phenomenology of the tree rides not so much on the stature of the tree, but like the tap of a cane, where it goes after it is hidden. A sycamore branch in late light sheds, as if sun splashes scattered shards of larks through needles of lightfall. Time is little drops, like from a spout, drip-dropping the bough. Its stem is underground, someone says, and I have a memory of a double stream flowing deep beneath the earth. You tap on the stream to awaken the stream so that the leaves stop shaking their light out of it.